KF4, KFW Mobile.
KF4, NXY, David.
David, Ken here. Merry Christmas.
Ken, Merry Christmas to you. I imagine some of the other guys might not be in here this morning. Some of them don't work on Fridays, and with it being this close to Christmas, they might not be in here.
You're right. I think Patrick's off. I think it's just probably me and Andrew this morning. And you, how's that coffee?
Good. I'm about ready for my second cup. I was also thinking Shay might, wander in here at some point. A lot of times we'll catch him on his way back in from Atlanta.
Or he might be getting in range here pretty soon.
I hollered for him a little while ago, didn't get him, so I imagine he's still out there a little ways.
Up in the morning.
Probably around 4:30.
Yeah, I usually get up about 4 on that, so I've already had my second cup. I gotta wait till I get to work to get my third.
Well, where do you work?
A chemical plant up in Spartanburg called Lubrizol.
I heard one of the guys talking the other day. Kind of got the impression he might operate some kind of big, heavy equipment.
Down in, I believe he lives in Pickens or Liberty, and he's worked in Anderson, and he's a heavy equipment operator.
And got a little bit of property out back. I wouldn't mind having cleared off sometime. I don't know if he'd be somebody I could talk to about getting that done.
Those pieces of equipment aren't real bad to rent if you got somebody that knows how to use it, you know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah, you can rent that kind of stuff. And I told the wife that's what I wanted to do. She said, yeah, but you ain't getting on it because I ain't got a clue how to operate any of this stuff.
Both. I had my big trees cut down last year.
My brother cut down all the pines that were close to the house when we first moved in over here. And I thought I'd, the initial clearing off of the property, I thought I'd had enough cleared off to have a, decent front and backyard. But I wound up putting a lot of stuff in the yard, so I could use a little bit more cleared off.
But the more you clear, the more you got to mow, right?
That was why I didn't have no more cleared off initially, because I already got a couple of acres here I'm having to cut.
A lot in town takes me about an hour and a half, I guess.
Lucky I got me one of those turn on the dimes, and it cuts it pretty quick, and then I got somebody I paid to come in and do the weed eating, and between me and him, we knock it out in a couple hours.
I didn't get me one of those zero turns. I got me just a regular rider. Once in a while, I do it. If I need to bag it, I'll do it with the push mower, but it doesn't take too long, and the new John Deere turns pretty quick.
That's a good mower. This one, had a Toro, and I had some issues with it. And while it was down, I bought this one. It's a Cub Cadet, and been having pretty good luck with it. Got the Toro fixed. I sold it to my sister-in-law.
You guys got big plans for Christmas?
Just about all of my family's, passed away. I don't have but a couple of nephews nearby, and they got their own families they're doing stuff with. So and get together with the wife's family after Christmas. So it's pretty much just going to be me and her here at the house, you know, opening up stuff we got each other and have a little quiet thing here.
Yeah, the grandkids coming over tomorrow afternoon to do that. We don't get to see them all that often.
You got kids and grandkids. We never did have any children ourselves, so we wound up with birds and cats and fish and anything else that wanders up to be fed. I have the occasional possum on the front porch.
All of those too. Got a cat that just showed up, and a dog, and I got a fish tank with some fish, and the possum was out on the porch the other morning.
It kind of startled me the other day when I went out to feed the cats. He jumped off the porch. Whoa! I ran up on a raccoon out there one time too.
Possum, he was sitting up on the table where the cat food was, and the dog come out. He never moved. He just stayed right there until we went in, and then he waddled off. And one Thanksgiving, I put out a plate of turkey bones and that for the neighborhood cats. And went back outside, there was a raccoon.
Well, that kind of sounds like you might live a little bit out in the country, too.
I think, the way I'm describing that, and there's deer in the backyard, but man, I'm like right in the middle of Greer. And that, if you're familiar with Greer, where the Whitey's Auto Auction is, I'm kind of over in that area.
I know Greer really, really well because my grandparents and cousins lived there. And back in the day, I'd come up from Lexington, and me and my cousin and some of his friends, we'd go to a little downtown theater. I don't think it's even there anymore. I forgot the name of it. Greer pretty good, but haven't been over there in a while.
290 and 101 split on the north side of 29. That's kind of the area I live in.
My grandparents right off the main drag there. There was some kind of big cemetery right there, and then they built a Walmart right across from their street. I can't remember the name of the street they used to live on, but anyway, the house wound up that they lived in. My Uncle Bobby wound up with it, and then I think one of my cousins is living in it now.
On the north end of Greer up there by Highway 357 and that, because there's a Walmart right across the street from that cemetery.
So, but yeah, my grandparents, their last name was Hip, and they had people beside them, their last name was Duncan, and my cousin was a Davis, and he was friends with the Duncans, and so we'd come up there and get together and go cruise Main Street on the weekend.
Now there's too many cars to be doing that, right?
Well, I would think so. That was back in the 70s, and I tell you, if I was driving from Lexington to Greer back then at night, I'd have the interstate pretty much to myself, just an occasional 18-wheeler.
For those days in the late 70s, it was like that. Now, it ain't going to be like that. I'll be getting on the interstate here in a few minutes, and it'll be covered up in traffic already at 6 o'clock.
I'm watching Channel 4. They kind of give, not only the weather, but they give the road conditions. If, if they mention anything unpleasant out there, I'll let you know.
Yeah, this car's got the navigation system, and it just stays up, gives me about a 10-mile view, and I don't see anything stopped right now, but that's always subject to change. KN4 TFW.
My wife can plug up her phone to the nav system in her car, and it's amazing how, I don't know where they get the information, but and just like you said, they can let you know a few miles ahead, you know, what's going on with the roads, KF4 and XY.
Good morning, gentlemen, KF4 MUF.
Jody, good to hear you. You're running a little bit early, ain't you?
Not really. My day off, so I figured I'd come in here and aggravate somebody on the radio. Mr. David, how are you this morning?
Pretty good. I'm about ready to go get another cup of coffee. Pick it up with Ken. I'll be back in a little bit. KF4 and XY.
Well, Mr. Ken, good morning to you. And I hope your travel is good this morning.
So good. Annette, yeah, doing really good. Let me say Merry Christmas, Steve. I don't get to talk to you before then.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I hope it's a blessed one.
Patrick said something about you might join us for dinner on Tuesday.
And we're talking about doing that. As long as that weather holds out, you know, we don't feel like driving all the way up there. It'll take me about an hour to get there. So, it's, you know, if it, the weather's not too bad, we'll be headed that way.
Yeah.
I put faces with voices, you know, so you know who you're talking with.
Now, I've went several years without meeting anybody.
Close to there now. I've met Patrick and Leon, but that's pretty much the only two I've met in the group. So, but it would be enjoyable to meet y'all face to face.
Yeah, Mo.
Merry Christmas. Happy Friday.
KF4MU, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas to y'all, too. Hope y'all are doing all right this morning. It's finally Friday.
Somebody was texting last night. I had to get up and make sure I wasn't oversleeping again.
That way.
That time it was. My wife was giving me the stink eye because I didn't know what time we were meeting Tuesday.
Settled on a time. I knew it was 5 or 5:30.
Got with 5:30.
Work early today, but I don't know, right before the holidays, it's usually a lot of stuff going on. You got to make sure it's done a certain way.
And down, right?
Like Christmas breaks and July shutdowns for any of the stuff they got to do. I mean, we still got a ton of construction going on, so they'll be doing a lot of work.
I'm done till Tuesday, or Wednesday, done till Wednesday.
Second.
Third. So it feels like it's taking forever to get to this Friday.
Oh, right. Everything's slowing down.
Yeah, I guess just because looking forward to the holidays, but it's just been crazy. It's like every morning I get up and I'm like, dang it, I got more days to go. But finally today, I don't have to worry about that.
Get off early and they'll let you out. You can enjoy your weekend.
Like the 3rd and 4th of January, maybe just a little bit of flurries.
Yeah. I told the wife, I said, it'd be pretty awesome if we got some snow while we were at the winter camp.
Yeah, it would be nice, but I think it's not till the next week. It's just not going to be cold enough. I think the low is around 40, something like that. That's going up right here at the exit 66.
What's the 66?
Apartments going up.
Apartments and houses everywhere in Spartanburg now. Pay rent or a mortgage, you're more likely to stay at work.
I hear you, but that's not always the case, right?
Not always the case.
The law lost his job again, right?
Remember, you may have. I don't remember right off the top of my head.
Some convenience store service station and that went out on break and got in his car, fell asleep. Record at any one place is about 6 months.
He'll work little jobs and, you know, I think he was at food line at one point in time and he was like a deli manager or something. You know, they moved him up some little spot. He got tired of it or got fired and moved on somewhere else. Usually I think about the time they get ready to drug test him, that's when they move on.
That is, you gotta pass another drug test to go somewhere else, right?
So I don't know what he does. It's just, I don't get it. I never did understand it. I've been a BMW since I was 21, which, you know, at the time I didn't want to be here, but I'll be darned, here I am 24 years later.
It's gonna be the last place until I retired, until, you know, until COVID hit and then everything changed and that. But he, son-in-law, worked at the pallet place and then he shot himself twice with the nail gun. Then he worked at a cabinet place, almost cut his wrist, you know what I mean, too. If he'd went another eighth of an inch further, he'd have cut his main artery there. So he just, I don't know, he's just accident prone.
Where am you at Friday?
Doesn't have good choices at picking them.
Yeah, but my sister was never great. She finally made a good choice, and it's lasted a while, but yeah, that's exactly, I understand that one.
You go way down deep in the barrel when she picks them that way. She, you know, she doesn't have to have high standards then.
A stable job would be at the top of that, but I don't know that matters a lot all the time.
Thing you can do is hope they get out of that stage where they'll just start working correctly, Roger.
Nowadays, that's a slow go.
Like it takes forever, huh?
Yeah, he's just about fresh out of high school. And I think he probably touched some, you know, robotic stuff while he was in high school, and he did some other stuff. He comes in here to BMW, and he's like, yeah, I need to be hired on the ESA. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, I got experience and all this stuff. And he starts listing it off, and I'm like, dude ain't even old enough to have went to college yet, so at most you have a working idea of that stuff, not great long-term experience.
Build some of that up.
It would. And I'm sure there's some good college programs for some of that stuff, but I just can't imagine you get enough hands-on at high school. Maybe you could at a vocational, but I don't know.
It's like, well, I got experience. I've worked at 10 different places. You know, and you're only 20. That's a red flag right there.
Gentlemen, if you don't dedicate your time to it, you ain't going to get that experience in doing that. So, you know, it's like running equipment, man. If you don't have the seat time, you ain't going to get it. But you've got to dedicate yourself to do it.
Not time for me. I'm in the parking lot, so I'm going to head on in here. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there. And hopefully I'll at you over the holidays, or at least see you Tuesday. 04CS, and I'll be clearing y'all's final 7-3.
Drew, have a good day and a good Christmas, and that, we'll look forward to catching you later, or if not, just Tuesday, KN4TFW.
Andrew, if I don't get to speak to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas to you and your family. If not, we'll be talking to you later, KN4MUF.
Merry Christmas. I'll catch all of y'all a little bit later, KF4NXY.
End of the day, dude.
I picked up a little trailer for the yard that I can haul trash at the dump with, you know, just something I think we'll go get some boards for it. I pretty much got it ready. I just got to put some boards on it, and it'll be ready to go. So probably do that today. You know, give me something to tinker with.
Something like that going on, right?
Well, that's crap. That A3S out there, I need to put together. And, you know, it's used. I just got to, you know, do a clean it up and replace some bolts in it and put it back together. I need to get that done so I can get it back up on that tower.
I need to get up on HF. I'm probably over the holiday, I will.
And here it's on a offset dipole, you know. So I listen to it a lot, but get that beam up there where I could, you know, do some DXing on it. It'd be a lot of fun.
I have a beam, but it's somewhat directional anyway. It's better than the wire that I had. Not that the wire was bad at all, but I just need a few more countries to get to my 100.
I'd count them. Never thought about it. I gotta count them and see how many I got.
I log on QRZ, and it lets you know how many you got.
QRZ. Let me see what it tells me.
Here at the top on the login page. To 100 on voice before I broke into any digital stuff.
Digital. 44 countries.
I'm up to 90 right now. Two more confirmations from having all 50 states.
Help me that
go. Isn't it early in the year there's a worldwide contest?
No clue. I never got into any of that.
I don't submit a log for a contest, but when it's a contest, it's a good chance for me to, you know, try out the radio and work some pile-ups and, you know, at least make some contacts and get some confirmations.
It'd be fun, you know. Because I got this, I use a Yaesu, it's a MP1000 Mark V here, and then I've got this Meritron that I hook behind it.
That sound again, sounds like they almost made it.
Nothing else on it, so he must be traveling.
Well, I'm about to turn on the road down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3. Thanks for helping me get in. You and MUG, you guys have an awesome Christmas, but don't get to talk to you again. Look forward to meeting you guys on Tuesday. And Dave, you're still out there, 7-3. Merry Christmas, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4 TFW.
Hopefully we can see you on Tuesday ourselves. You have a great morning out there and enjoy your day. And if I don't get to talk to you, Merry Christmas to you and your family. KF4MUF.